It's a great pleasure to welcome Rami Osman, Director for Business Development, Media Tech, Middle East and Africa. It's great to see you, Rami, and welcome to the show. I hope that you're well.
Hi, Aki. Thank you. All is good.
Listen, for those who aren't aware of Media Tech, tell us a little bit about Media Tech. It's a sleeping giant. Who is Media Tech? Tell us just briefly about Media Tech.
Okay, so Media Tech is one of the largest suppliers of microprocessor chips in the world. Microprocessor chips are these small semiconductor-based electronics integrated circuits that power all the electronics around you. We play in multiple categories, including smartphones with a global market share around more than 35%. And in Africa, I think our share in the smartphones is more than 50%. Going to TV, Wi-Fi, fiber optics, IoT, so many consumer electronics, connectivity and mobility categories around the use MediaTek chipset.
Well, listen, MediaTek, we touch MediaTek several times a day in our lives, whether it be through internet connectivity on a mobile device, on a smart TV, you name it, and IoT devices. So MediaTek certainly is all around us. But we're going to talk about the Dimensity 9300 chip. And this is a very, very powerful chip. And I'm very excited to talk to you about this because one of the headline features of this Dimensity 9300 chip is its all big core design. Tell us about this chip and what makes it so special, Rami.
The core is the basic processing unit that runs the programming threads. And every processor needs a number of cores. Sometimes the application runs on a single core, but most of the time they leverage multiple cores at the same time. Okay, think of it like cylinders in a car engine.
Right.
The more cores generally is more power. Bigger cores is better power, but also you have to think about the efficiency of the core. So the power versus efficiency dilemma. And there are schools of thoughts. So, mostly the 8-core system is predominant with MediaTek and others for the flagship. And Dimensity 9300 is a flagship, is the highest end. How do you configure these 8 cores? That's the question. So we keep learning by research and by feedback. So big, little architecture was still predominantly used. This is ARM architecture. ARM is a UK-based company that comes up with the basic architecture of the core. That all of the smartphone and most of the IoT and connectivity manufacturers for chipset use. So ARM developed the big little, which like you can do 4 big, 4 little. Last year, we decided to deviate a little bit. So we opted out of the little core this time and we put all big. So that's where it comes from. So all the cores big. So it was a bet because if you don't have the right software to run them, you could run into overheating, right? So a lot of performance, but also power consumption. So what we did is we found a way that I can't share now to leverage 4 big, or we call them extreme cores, 3.5 gigahertz speed for extreme cores using the architecture, the highest architecture of ARM called Cortex-X4. And the other 4 cores, we didn't make them low power. We made them also big cores, but at a lower clock rate of 2 gigahertz and using a lower power A72 architecture, Cortex A72, also by ARM, but not the efficient cores or little cores. So all of them big cores, but at different performance. And from the first feedback of our testing with the OEM customers, it seems to be achieving around 40% more efficiency than the previous generation, which was not all big. So far, we are happy with the results of our R&D and the change that we made to the traditional thinking of the big versus little cores.
Listen, this it sounds really, really powerful, and it's a big jump on what you had before. And it sounds, and for me, it's fascinating when you talk about the heat, because when you understand the architecture of chips, the amount of heat that's generated, to be able to get rid of that heat is the secret over here, which you're not telling us about. But I understand that it's proprietary, and that's where the AI is, and that's where your technology sits, and that's where the secret sauce lies inside your 9300 chip. But this Dimensity 9300 chip is very, very special. Now, another key focal point that I was reading about this chip is that it features the next-gen APU 790 AI processor. Now, we're hearing a lot about AI, etc., which we're going to touch on in a moment, but why is this particularly a game changer?
APU has been in chipsets for a while. So we call it a chipset because it includes a CPU, GPU, so graphic processing, central processing, digital processing, image processing, AI processing unit, call it APU. So the 790 APU, the most recent flagship generation by MediaTek, is 8 times more powerful than the previous one.
Wow.
In Dimensity 9200. And for the first time, it enables generative AI on the edge. So just a few months back, before the announcement, the press was speculating. But after the release, now it's confirmed. Okay? So this APU adopts or supports AI or GAI architectures, such as the transformer model, which is like a very generic, very big GAI architecture. Because of that, the consumers will be able to generate an image from text, which is your typical AI or GAI example, right? You go to the internet and you have some fun with generating an image from text, but it's through the cloud. Dimensity 1300 with APU 790 will enable the users to create images on the edge from text in less than 1 second.
Wow.
And one of the models that can do this, something called Diffusion, and we look forward to supporting more models and more architectures, but basically this is the start.
Listen, this is impressive, because you mentioned AI, and AI is all the rage, and we know how significant it is in terms of business, in terms of how consumers are using it. It seems to be embedded in everything that we do, and generative AI is massive at the moment. How does this Dimensity 9300 improve performance when it comes to this kind of technology? And you just touched on it just a second ago that, you know, how quick it does text to images, for example, but there's lots of other applications where generative AI is being used.
So the developers are what we're looking at now, because the developers need to learn how to create AI applications on the edge. AI has two types so far. I mean, generally analytical and generative. We're focused on generative, which is the complex one. Requires a lot of processing power. On flagship smartphones like this, if the hardware support is there, which we put okay, using the APU. Then we need to teach the developers how to reach those functions on the APU, something we call the tool chain. MediaTek comprehensive tool chain is a big set of programming tools. So now we're looking forward the developers to start to study these tool chains. Behind the tool chains, there are the AI models, and behind the AI models, there's the AI architecture. And behind the AI architecture is the hardware. So this whole value chain, if you will, between MediaTek hardware and the consumer need to be empowered. Next step for us is that the developers will get access, train themselves, and start to create more, not only text to image, but also music and other entertainment or gaming applications that will leverage GAI on the edge using APUs on advanced processors like this.
That's indeed very, very powerful. Rami, you touched on gaming, and we know how big gaming is, especially on mobile devices. And, you know, the games are becoming more complex. They're becoming more graphics intensive. Talk to us about the improvements that have been made to the graphics performance for gamers specifically.
So this is a flagship chipset that is now ranked by some reviews as number one in the world in terms of Android smartphone performance, Dimensity 9300. So it needs to deliver a lot, right? So it cannot focus on AI and neglect gaming or processing, general processing or multimedia. It needs to ace everywhere. And imagine this on a chipset this size.
Yes.
So We made the GPU bigger. We leveraged the new architecture called Immortalis G720 for our GPU. It's an expensive implementation. The GPU is one of the most expensive components inside the chipset. And remember, we're trying to reduce the cost of the smartphone, right? Including the inflation and everything that's happening globally. But we still did it. This GPU, I'm not a statistics guy myself. I don't want to put so many numbers in your mind and for your podcast viewers, but think about the last flagship from MediaTek called Dimensity 9200. If you want to consume, if you want the GPU while you're playing a game to consume the same power, then this new GPU is 48% better in gaming performance. And if you want the same gaming performance, this one will be 40% more power efficient. This is always the holy grail for our R&D engineers, more performance, lower power. Otherwise, we'll not be able to play the new games, right? The new generation of the games are more demanding, almost same battery life. Nobody accepts overheating. So how are we doing it? Things like this every year. But also we have the second generation of the hardware ray tracing engine. So ray tracing can be done by software. It's understood now by most gamers. Okay, you follow the ray of light in the game, and light is so complex, it deflects from so many surfaces. So to have a real life illustration of a complex room or a scene with so many light sources reflecting everywhere, better be done on the hardware level. So now we have the second generation of the hardware ray tracing engine that allows something similar to the console level of global illumination. Global illumination is this phenomena where the room or the scene has many light sources and all of them interacting with the environment and surfaces naturally, as if you are outdoor or indoor in a real life. So these are the two main things that we have added to our GPU for gamers.
That's very impressive performance you're getting out of there. Another feature on phones today is obviously the photography. People are doing a lot more photographs. The sensors and the lenses are becoming a lot more sophisticated, and they're capturing larger file sizes, whether it's photographs, whether it's videos. So people are obviously going to ask the question about the photographic capabilities of this new chip. And obviously that's been an important feature of this new smartphone chip. How does the Dimensity 9300 do in terms of photography?
So the smartphone is a system composed of multiple subsystems, and each subsystem has multiple components, etc. So the boss of all these subsystems and components is the chipset, right? Mm-hmm. That's where the ISP lies, image signal processor. So we have, again, an AI-powered ISP. It's not easy to do it, right? Because the ISP industry is mature, but it doesn't use artificial intelligence or machine learning. So now to do a low-power AI-powered ISP, maybe a small detail in the scheme and in the scheme of things, right? It's such a big announcement, like a flagship world-class, but it's important. The low-power AI image signal processor. So what does this image signal processor do? So if you want to capture 4K using 60 frames per second, you can enable all-time HDR. If you want real-time bokeh plus that, then you can do it in 4K 30 frames per second.
Sure.
Also, it supports AI noise reduction, AINR, in certain low-light backgrounds. It supports the new Ultra HDR. It's a new technology, only in Android 14 and above. It also supports something called the ambient light adaptive HDR reconstruction technology. So a lot of things that will be leveraged or work together with a camera sensor and the camera lens for the camera applications and the consumers to leverage.
Wow, I mean that already says a lot about this particular chip, that it can do all of that. And we know how much power you need for 4K and do things like 30 frames per second in video. That's certainly very impressive. Let's talk about some of the other features about the Dimensity 9300 chip. I know you touched earlier on things like the energy consumption and how that does, because battery life is obviously key as well. But it sounds to me like you've managed to push out a lot of the power features required for photography and AI, et cetera, et cetera. Talk to me about some of those features in terms of the energy consumption and what it does to the battery, for example, and other features that are on that Dimensity 9300 chip.
Let's talk about development on features that we have announced before. For example, on 5G.
Yes.
The smartphone connects to the global networks around the world, and it's been tested with all the major countries around the world, including South Africa. We do modem testing before we launch the device, and modem is the most complex component into the smartphone, and it requires a lot of pre-testing because it integrates and works with the telecom operator in that country. So you can imagine so many telecom operators around the world and so many infrastructure equipments that they are using and so many different feature implementation. So we started this modem testing a few years back, and we keep testing new things from our R&D every year. Now we are on the release 16 version, release 16 of 3GPP standard body. On sub 6 or sub or the frequencies below 6 gigahertz, like the ones in South Africa and most of the countries in the world, we support 4 carrier aggregation, or what we call 4CC, Okay. So in entry smartphone, you're connecting to the telecom operator by one carrier only. Maybe if it's more advanced, you can connect at two spectrum carriers or two frequency bands at the same time. The modem in Dimensity 9300 supports four carriers at the same time. It depends on the support by the telecom operator. That's why the speed is not the same. That's why your same smartphone from MediaTek works everywhere around the world. In one country, it could attach to one carrier. Another country, it could attach to four carriers. It depends on the advancement of the network technology and deployment. If you work on frequencies beyond 6 gigahertz, or what we call the millimeter wave, then we support 8 carrier aggregation, or 8CC. So the phone can connect simultaneously to 8 frequency carriers, which will maximize the throughput. This is the top of the range globally now. What about power? So we have a proprietary technology called UltraSave. So now we are in the third version of UltraSave, UltraSave 3.0. That's why it's not easy to do a chipset, because loads of R&D is there. And MediaTek already in the third generation of its proprietary 5G power saving. So many algorithms happen between you, the consumer handset, and the cellular tower to reduce the power consumption, because 5G is known to be more power consuming than 4G and 5G. That's on the 5G. That's in Dimensity 9300. On the screen, we support the faster speeds. So if you are on wide QHD, you can get up to 180 megahertz. If you are on Ultra HD, more resolution, more pixels, you can get 120 megahertz, which is great for seamless experience and gaming. One more thing I can talk about is the memory support. Now, the fastest mobile memory in the world is called 5LPDDR5T. Okay, this is the fastest memory. The bus speed is around 9,600 megabit per second. 9,600 megabit per second moving on the memory bus. So we support this. This is the fastest memory in the world now. I think these are three main features beside the everything else.
Wow. I mean, this Dimensity 9300 chip is very impressive. And I know you can't talk to us about it, but I'm sure that MediaTek is working on the next generation of this chip already as we speak. And if you're achieving this kind of, these kind of speeds and this kind of throughput in terms of speed, it's astonishing to think of what you guys are going to be developing next. Are you able to share anything on what's next after Dimensity 9300?
You know that Dimensity 9300 is using 4-nanometer process.
Yes.
So a 4-nanometer, we are in the third generation of 4-nanometer process. And the next flagship should move to 3-nanometer. This will bring a lot of power enhancement. And when you get power enhancement, you can give bigger cores. So the GPU and the APU will be better. The humanity is used to always thinking they touched the, you know, like they reached the ceiling
yes.
of innovation. I think when the steam engine was invented, some people said, wow, this is going to be like the killer technology for 100 years. Or when they saw the F-Type coming from the Ford assembly line, they thought no company will touch this, or no new technology is coming, or process, manufacturing process. So it seems this applies to our industry more than ever. And every time we are surprising ourselves and about what can be done. So I guess Beside 3 nanometer, there will be enhancement on the AI performance level, and in almost in every aspect that we talked about today. Let's wait.
Well, I look for. I look forward to chatting to you about that when the time is right. Rami Osman, who's the Director for Business Development for MediaTek Middle East and Africa, talking to us about the impressive Dimensity 9300 chip. Thank you so much for your time, and enjoy your day further in Dubai, Rami.
Thank you, Aki. Always a pleasure talking to you, and best of luck and have a great day.